So you play on the PGA Tour for the very first time as an amateur while still at university. And you shoot 67, 69, 66 and 68. It's quite an extraordinary achievement, and that is exactly what Jack Trent did, a young Aussie who lives in America. He goes to university in Las Vegas, and this golf tournament was in Las Vegas, and he joins us now online. Jack, thanks very much for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you've done a heap of media. I know you spoke to RSN on our golf show a little bit earlier on in the week, but now the dust has settled a few days later. How are you thinking about it all now?
So it was that my cat was screaming at me. I apologize.
Now the dust has settled on it all. How do you sort of, I don't know, come to terms with what you did?
I snapped back to reality pretty quickly with 5 a.m. workouts the next day. So that hit me quite good. After all that, kind of looking at the results and, you know, going over the stats and everything like that. And, what I did was, you know, pretty cool. A weird stat I didn't even know until I found out actually this morning was that apparently I'm the first amateur to make the cut on the PGA Tour in their first start, which I thought in, you know, 20 years. So apparently that's, I was really happy with that. It was really cool. I'm over the moon still, you know, just the way I was able to handle myself and, you know, go through the week and not let it really affect me. Like, the whole big scheme of the PGA Tour and, I'm over the moon still.
Now, I want you to go, I know you've told this story quite a few times, but I want you to go back to the start of the week when you got that phone call from Adam Scott and what happened after that. Adam Scott being your hero. And he rings you on your mobile, and you take it from there.
Yeah, no, I was actually, as I said, I was at the gym doing bent rows, and I hear my phone ringing, and usually I don't answer if I'm, you know, doing a workout, but, you know, someone told me I probably should, and I looked at it and I saw a +61, so I knew it was an Aussie number, so I figured it was probably my dad or something like that, and then I answered him. I hear, hey, it's Adam Scott. Is this Jack Trent here? Is this the right number? And I kind of, yes, this is it. So I was like, I dropped the dumbbells and kind of like went into quieter space. And he said, would you like to have a game with me on Tuesday? So I kind of stepped that up and played a practice round with him. And it was really cool. Just a phenomenal guy, you know, really down to earth, really chill and just easy to talk to. So really fantastic for me.
Now, Jack, you got a link, though. You go to the uni that Adam Scott did, University of Las Vegas?
Yep. Yeah, he went for about a year and a half, and then he went over to the European Tour. So far, I'm in my third year here, but, I've been following pretty much exactly what he's been doing. Not by stalking him or anything like that, just... you know, same home course, same high school, same college, and I told him, I promise you, I'm not fine. You know, swear to God, and then
oh, I think
he kind of laughed, and it was kind of funny.
I think you can keep stalking him. Now, that decision to move to Vegas, it was when you were 15, and what was the basis? You just thought it's the best thing for your golf.
Yeah, it was a bit of golf. My mum went to college over in Boston, and. Kind of wanted to move back, and also so it would have been easier. It was kind of easiest for us to move over, and you know, my mum to get a job, and for us to get life started over here than if she hadn't have come here earlier in her 20s. So we thought it'd be a great move for golf. You know, the PGA Tour is the place to be, and also for collegiate golf, it's an amazing experience, and it's also like it's its own tour within itself, and everything's free, you know, travel, entry fees, school. So I thought it'd be a great, you know, feeder into professional golf. And so far I'm loving it. And the top amateurs in the world are all in college golf right now, with, you know, Cole Hammer and John Holmstein, the USM champ and everything like that. I love college golf and, you know, trying to get into the frame of mind for the tour. We thought it would be a good move. And, yeah, also the one of the big moves we made was at the time the Aussie dollar was equal to the American dollar at the time, which we would have got screwed. So, you know, I think it's about 60 cents for the dollar now, but I think we're about, you know, just above it at the time. So I thought, yeah, this is the window. So.
We see so many amateurs when they play in the professional tournaments, they get overwhelmed at some stage. Now, they might play, an amateur might play a good one round or two rounds, but you played really good over the four rounds. How did you keep yourself calm and in the moment at all times?
I had to keep telling myself, you know, these are, you know, normal people, you know. Like seeing, you know, after seeing Adam Scott, I realised, you know, he's still a nice guy. You know, he likes to surf. He's got a family. He's still a normal person. You know, and reminding myself that it is still golf, just because it's got the label of, you know, pro tournament and the big grandstands. I had to, that was my main goal for the week, was to try and really treat it as any other golf tournament. So that was my mindset, you know, even though visually, you know, you get grandstands and, you know, you've got lots of people out there watching and stakes are higher. I was really playing mental games with myself to treat it as any other golf tournament. And, you know, once you get over the first tee, you're nervous and, you know, you're all pumped up. I was able to settle in. I have had quite a few rounds out at this course. So, yeah, just trying to get, you know, everything was familiar. It felt, you know, just from the mind games I was playing with myself.
So you're given an exemption into this tournament by winning the Southern Highlands. Have you got any more exemptions into any other tournaments for the remainder of the year?
No, that was kind of like a one-time thing. It's the first time they've done that for our home tournament. Southern Highlands Collegiate Masters is one of the bigger college events in the country. But it was just a one-off sort of thing. But I'm hoping it's going to open couple more doors to maybe some other sponsored invites. I was just talking to a couple people and, you know, hopefully if all goes well, maybe I might get a spot into the Aussie Open, which would be tremendous for me. I'd absolutely be honoured to play in the my home country's National Open. That'd be awesome. And if not, you know, I've still got, you know, my amateur tournaments and stuff like that. That's fine. But at the moment, nothing is set in stone for sponsored exemptions.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So what's next now? Obviously, you're back on the college circuit. But so you talk about those sponsor invites now to the end of the Australian Open or any of the Australian PGA tournaments. How does that work for you? Do you have to make those calls? Because I imagine you can't have any management yet because you're still an amateur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't call in and say, hey, I'd like to play, let me in. It's a bit tricky. There's people behind the scenes that set that stuff up. They make calls, they put in a good word and stuff like that. And they also look at results from maybe previous sponsors' exemptions and see how you've done. Fortunately, my first one, I've done extremely well, which is a good, you know, tick in the box for me for other agents or sponsors looking to give you invites. So that's a big deal. But yeah, just kind of, I got to, you know, wait and see what happens. Hopefully I get a phone call, you know. If not, I'll be down in Australia anyway in January for Masters of the Amateur and Aussie Am up at RQ. So we're looking forward to that.
We're talking to Jack Trent, who played on the PGA Tour for the first time as an amateur last week. So, Jack, a couple of more questions before we let you go. Have you played golf since Sunday?
Yeah, I took 2 days off, and I actually had a club fitting this morning with Titleist. So that was good. Just getting some new gear coming in. And might go play, you know, tomorrow, but, you know, nothing strenuous right now. Just letting it soak in a little bit. And I have a bit of time before my next college event. So.
Yeah. Now, I want to know how many people text you or emailed you or rang you to congratulate you. Any sort of famous golfers or anything like that? What was it like, you know, some of the messages you got after you finished?
Well, coming from famous people, just Adam Scott, he texted me after starting before my third round, hey, like, great playing, good making the cut, have fun this weekend, that. And just a lot of texts from all the boys back home who I grew up at high school and who I grew up playing golf with, family and friends from over here. So, yeah, it was really nice to see how supportive they were. And, yeah, they... I've gotten a bit bigger since the last time I've seen them. yeah, hopefully I get to see him soon. But, yeah, the support was great, you know, even out on the golf course, kind of like my new hometown out here in Las Vegas. And everyone knows me as the Aussie kid. So, yeah, the support on and off the course was fantastic. So I loved it.
And have you changed your aims or your goals based on what you've done last week? You know, you've tasted it now. You've proven that you've been able to stand up to the pressure of weekend golf as well against some of the best players. Has it changed it, or is it just reaffirmed where you thought you could get to?
You're always in that sense of unknowing when you first teed up in your first professional start. You know, I have 100,000 different things running through your mind. You know, what if I shank it off the first tee? You know, what if I shoot 95? Not that I, you know, was planning on doing that. But, yeah, just you don't truly know until you've done it. So you always have that. You always have to have a bit of confidence in yourself and trust. And fortunately, I've had some good results leading up into it. But, yeah, it really solidified that, you know, what I have been doing in my off time, you know, on and off the course, mental, gym, golf, has been working, and there's no need for me to change my game or do anything differently than I do now to when I'm playing in a pro tournament. So that's what that really solidified for me, and it showed that I can handle the pressure. I can, you know, compete at a very high level, and yeah, it's given me nothing but confidence. And I woke up the next day, you know, just wanting to do it all again, you know, just kind of that fire in your belly a little bit. So, yeah, whether I get another sponsor's invite in the Aussie Open or not, but, yeah, that really excited for what happens next.
Well, Jack, thanks very much for joining us today. Congratulations on what you've achieved, and fingers crossed you can get down for the Australian Open. It'd be great to see you in action against... what's going to be probably one of the strongest Australian Open fields there's been in many, many years. So hopefully you're part of the action.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Thanks for having me.